From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. A new study finds Florida is one of the most dangerous states for bicyclists. The study was conducted by the League of American Bicyclists based on federal data on cyclist deaths and media reports over a two-year span. Ken McLeod is the league's legal specialist and the co-author of the report.
Florida happened to have the most fatalities of any state, and it had one of the higher fatality rates per 10,000 bike commuters, which is the best performance measure we have to account for how many people are out biking and how often they may interact with motorists.
Florida had 22 fatalities per 10,000 bike commuters, which is the most fatalities among the largest commuting states. McLeod says the key to turning this around is for states to get serious about redesigning roadways with cyclists in mind. Another thing Floridians are not ranking too well on is volunteerism. A national study ranks South Florida last for the number of volunteers. The study was done by the federal agency that oversees programs like AmeriCorps. It looked into 51 major metro areas, and Minneapolis ranked first with 31% of its residents volunteering. In South Florida, we rate just 15%. Not surprising. Places with higher volunteer rates tend to have higher levels of education, a density of nonprofits to enlist volunteers, and residents who have lived there for generations. Average commute times, of all things, also played a role. The longer the commute, the lower the volunteer rate. A South Florida Fair Housing Group is suing a Miami apartment complex after testing it for race-based discrimination. Housing Opportunities Project for Excellence, known as HOPE, filed a lawsuit against the owner of a Miami apartment building. This was after discovering that they offered a unit to a Hispanic tester and not to an African-American tester. Nadege Green is a reporter who wrote about the lawsuit for the Miami Herald. She says this kind of discrimination affects important parts of people's lives.
Part of why HOPE does this is because, you know, people might assume that, you know, these things don't happen anymore, that it's not happening in Miami or in the local South Florida area. And when they do these testings, it's not a gotcha, you know, because you don't know what the outcome will be. But it is to show in these cases that there are some landlords out there who are still discriminating against individuals based off of their race.
This effort was partially funded by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, which financially supports random discrimination testing. There's an app for everything these days, it seems, so local emergency agencies in South Florida have launched their own smartphone app for this year's hurricane season through the American Red Cross. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz says this new technology will help residents prepare for any emergency.
Yeah, the apps are really exciting. That's a new development from the American Red Cross. And in real time, they get those alerts from NOAA and from the Hurricane Center. And then you can have it right on your own device and make sure that you don't have to wait until they cover it on the news.
Broward and Miami-Dade County also have online resources and mobile alerts available as part of their regional plans in case of storms and natural disasters. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.